Okay, so what do I have to do?
Same thing. Just shuffle okay. until you feel ready. Doing the star pattern again.
Okay.
Well.
Now I'm like subconsciously kind of thinking about it.
Wild technique from Jerry yeah. with the shuffling.
Just some Tarot Dundee here.
Yeah, that's me. I'll fill this water.
Oh, thank you.
I'll do something well. I don't want
to. Now I feel bad for doing nothing. I was just so interested.
Mm. It can, when it's like another person reading and like someone's like looking in and like watching it, it can be really cool.
Yeah.
I definitely have been told a lot of times that my expressions while reading someone has been very interesting, and I'm like, yeah, because I'm struggling to say what I want to say without like being an asshole.
Yeah, that was something I definitely noticed when you were doing it. There was like a lot of like, you looked uncomfortable, and it's like, it's fine, just say what.
Yeah, no, yeah. Feel free to be an asshole to me.
And then you said it, and then I was want. Like, oh yeah, I see why she that might have been uncomfortable.
Yeah.
To say.
And then the 5-pointed star.
Yeah, so one right here. And then here?
Like here and here. Yeah. And then put them all back together again, shuffle.
In any order?
Any order. Whatever you feel comfortable with.
I'm overthinking this, aren't I?
Well, again, like, kind of shows... Like, this is where skeptics would probably start saying, like, this is where you can tell people's personalities and stuff and, like, can see what they're looking for and what they want to hear. By the way of using psychology and things like that, by the way that you're shuffling and by the way that you're putting things down, everything. But in all actuality, for me, it's just you depositing your energy into the cards and me being able to see that. Hmm. And also just like seeing more of you as a person and getting to have a laugh. My cards like you.
Thank you. I like your cards. Okay, now I do the 3-stack?
Yeah.
Okay.
For your past, present, and future.
Okay.
It's a 3-stack. Oh, that's a small future. I'm just kidding.
I know.
You got a big past.
Big old past. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to put them back together again, and then shuffle until you feel ready, and then I'll start the reading.
Okay. Ooh, this so last shuffle is like the important one for me.
There's so much nervous energy for me. It's so funny.
I was going to say for all the marbles... For all the marbles, Jared. Don't mess this up.
All right.
They did like you.
No, they still do. They just think it's funny.
Okay. All right. I feel good.
Such a lie. I'm feeling good. Oh. Shit.
I think it's a good shit.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
You have probably some of the strongest cards in the deck here. So that one's fucky. So this one right here is you, yourself, in the situation kind of type deal, how you're feeling, everything like that. This card is the Wheel of Fortune right side. This one is all about good luck and luck within self and luck within life and everything like that. You feel very good. You feel very safe. You feel very secure within yourself and with what's happening around you. A really big bout of, like, random coincidences and like lucky events have been happening to you lately where you're kind of just like sitting back and you're like, that's weird, but okay, kind of type deal. Where it just keeps happening, and that's interesting because it's really funny. That's my birth card, and it's kind of saying that it's your birth card as well, is what the feeling is coming from that. Mine's reversed, which is all about bad luck and everything like that. But this one is right side, so you've kind of always been an innate, like, lucky person. Like, when it comes to card games, things like that, you typically, if any luck's involved, you're able to get a little bit more of the good side of it than anything else. Like, you've always kind of been a little bit lucky.
You don't think so?
To a degree, yeah.
It's something crazy. Like, you just are a little bit more, like, if you're playing crib with someone and stuff like that, you tend to have the better hand.
Yeah, I am good with card games.
Yeah, which can come out in being a little bit more lucky than most people, which is why, you know, when you play card games, when you play dice games, if you play D&D, you tend to roll higher than most. So, like, tends to be a thing.
So I should go to the casino tonight, is what you're saying. I might have some luck on my side.
You might have a little bit, but not, like, to a crazy amount where you're going to get, like, $20 million kind of type deal.
Okay.
You're just a little bit luckier than the average
person.
You're
just coasting.
Yeah. I'm just making it
fun. Jared's a coaster.
I am a coaster.
So this one on top is kind of like the immediate situation that's around you. It's kind of what you were thinking about when you were shuffling and things like that, which is Nine of Swords. The one that pops up a lot with this one is actually a celibacy card, which is what normally pops up for it. But for you, it's more saying a devotion to something, kind of like a little bit of a lonely road that you're currently walking on to this devoted thing that you feel, where you feel like you are on this path for a reason and you know you need to walk it alone, and you're very devoted to this concept and you're very devoted to this one thing and to continue to do this one thing because this is what you're supposed to do, kind of type deal. And you just like are currently in that situation where you're just starting to do that and you realize that this is what you want to do and this is what you're going to do and you're just devoted to it.
Well, yeah. That's pretty relevant.
Okay.
Lists of confusion.
The queen likes... I don't know. Queens don't like to talk to me as much. So, like, she's kind of giving me a little something, but she's not giving me the full thing. So, like, she's like, you have to work for this right now. And that's the face that I made. So, this is kind of like the things that will help you attain it. It's not exactly going to be the outcome of it or anything like that. This one's more of a, this is to help you on your path, which is the Queen of Pentacles, right side. Oh, this is so awkward to say.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Do it.
It's kind of like good sexual health and very satisfying sex life is what's going to help you out with things.
Interesting. Okay.
It doesn't mean, like, being super sexual or anything like that. It kind of means having something that's satisfying for you and allows you to be satisfied within yourself. Because that's one of the ways that you're going to feel connected within it and also go through this path with you that you're currently on. Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's irrelevant.
Oh, no.
It's like spot on.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, wow. I'm so excited.
This is super exciting.
That's essentially what it's saying.
Kind of exciting. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that, like, yeah, it just keeps wanting to say, like, yeah, get the good sex. They're just like, can you shut up now, please? Go to the next topic.
Yeah, no,
take the celibate route to good sex.
Well, this one wasn't really too much about celibacy. It was more of, like, the devotion to the thing that you're doing and the road that you're on. And then that will help you on the road that you're currently on. Mm-hmm. It's by having that satisfaction within yourself and within the other person.
Tell us more.
I'm just getting more and more excited. This one's the recent past card. So okay. Something that happened recently, which is the Eight of Cups reverse. This is all about romance and sex again. This one's like a huge positive card. Like, it's kind of saying that you had like a really big positive change within your life, both romantically and sexually, where you're kind of just like joyful and everything's good and you feel very satisfied and like good about yourself. And a lot of good things are happening within that. It's not so much on the romantic side, it's kind of just staying on the sexual side, so...
Okay.
That's interesting.
I'm blushing.
I'm really sorry.
No, that's...
It's kind of saying that where, like, it's, again, you're very joyful and happy within the place that you're at and getting satisfied with it. Yeah.
Interesting.
And then this is the card where...
I like this.
Oh, no.
Every card
it's
is...
all a sex card.
It's not a sex card. I don't...
I love it.
This one's more about having reserved feelings and kind of being introspective of yourself and never really, like, saying anything to anyone about anything. You kind of always been very much to yourself. You kind of kept reserved. You made sure that, like, in the past, like, far past, that you were very much to yourself because you were... It was more within relationships. You were very afraid to open up to someone and say, this is something I like, because you were... so worried that, like, they were going to not like you anymore, not want to deal with you anymore. It's not even, like, saying in a romantic relationship. It's more within just relationships of your life. So you kind of kept to yourself about so much stuff. And then it's kind of affected how you talk to people sometimes, where you still, to this day, are very much, like, I want to be reserved about these certain topics, and, like, if anyone asks about it, I'm not, meh. They don't need to know, because they're not that close, kind of type deal.
Hmm. Interesting. There's so many aspects that I can, like, relate to, like, even just in the past week and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
to this. It's wow, it's wild.
Yeah, this one's a pretty recent card. Like, normally, once you get a feel for something and, you can tell kind of when that thing happened, and because you're being very receptive and being a lot more open, I can accurately say that this one was within a month ago, was having that happen to you.
And the Eight of Cups, that's with the reservation.
No, this one was more of a good sex.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, a fulfilling romantic relationship,
yeah.
sex kind of type deal.
So if you had sex with Jared in the past month, he liked it.
Yeah, it's... Chris, don't lie.
100%.
Yeah.
It's more like having a satisfying sex life. And then this one, the reservation, is kind of like, has been with you most of your life, and it kind of started when you were younger, though. It was when you realized, I shouldn't say these things to other people because I don't want people to not like me, and I don't want people to be wary of me.
Hmm.
And then it's also led you to be more open to certain people as well.
Hmm.
This one is the recent future card. So something, again, like I said before, future, this is a deck of cards, like,
yeah.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket, things can change, simple decisions change the biggest things, is one of my favorite things I've ever heard someone say, and it's the Hierophant, which is, weirdly, this one's coming out as protection, like, goodwill, good influence, and someone protecting you. I don't know if that's, like, a protection from something, or if it's just in general a feeling of someone being there for you and protecting you and, like, being that person that's your person kind of type deal. Same with, like, good influence, goodwill kind of type deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's very, like... a strange one to come from that sometimes, because, like, normally it doesn't show you protection. It's more about wisdom and knowledge and gaining that, but here this one is talking about, like, another person and, like, feeling of protection and feeling of love and stuff like that from it.
Yeah.
Cool. And then this lovely card over here that is kind of like what your current state is, like what your state of mind is, how you're feeling about it and everything like that, which is the Fool, which is the most weird card in the deck that has so many different meanings to it. And
Jared's also the most weird card in the deck, so
yeah
you guys can be buds. I'm just kidding.
This one kind of is talking about all of the adventure and a new experience and kind of on this road of unexpected events, and like you're feeling very like adventurous and spontaneous and like wanting to do more things and wanting to get out more, and you're like constantly thinking about having this new adventure with particularly someone. Apparently, yeah, it's like there's an energy there that's like wanting to connect to it, where you're kind of like always talk like wanting that and wanting to be spontaneous.
And this one isn't sexual. It's just
this
an adventure.
Like a friend.
Yeah. Okay.
It could just be a friend. It could just be anything like that. This one is more about like wanting to get out of your comfort zone more. You're always like constantly thinking about it. You're kind of like having this need almost to be spontaneous and to go out and do this thing and go out to do that and like go on this like big adventure that you want to do. And just kind of like that.
It's relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm leaving for a trip, like, very shortly, so,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Cool. Huh.
Alone?
With a friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
That could be the other energy that is connected to it. And then this one is kind of, like, the state of mind around you, what everyone is feeling, particularly, like, close friends and stuff like that. It tends to drop out, which is... This one's kind of like talking a lot about like obstacles and frustration with coming up to them. Like a lot of people around you are feeling a lot frustrated in like their life, and they're kind of venting to you about it a little bit, or they're just like, shit, like why can't I get this done, like why can't this happen right now, like why is this like such a big obstacle in my life? Like I can't fucking understand this. And they're just like always going to you about it. And it's normally because you are someone who's very trustworthy and you like they feel like they can say that to you. And there's also a lot of like, I wouldn't say lack of trying, but more of a lack of will from a couple of other friends where they're just like, they just don't have the will to keep doing it. And they just want to go do something else. And they're, like, always talking about it. And they're just like, I wish I could quit. I wish I could do that. But it's just, I can't. Because they're not willing themselves to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I might know a couple of friends like that. I won't name names. But I'm there for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk to me.
Yeah. Fake blog. Yeah. Yeah, and then this one is the Hopes and Fears, which is the King of Pentacles, reversed, which is...
The suspense is killing me.
This one is interesting, because typically you talk, like, this one is normally, when it's reversed, is talking about an influential person. Normally someone who's very rich within a life. But this one's kind of talking about someone who's, you're scared of someone tricking you into something. Of, like, convincing you to do this thing that's going to steer you away from where you want to be. You're very fearful of that. You're fearful of listening to someone who is influential within a community or within the state that you want to be in, and them steering you down the wrong path because they're lying to you. And that's a deep, like, rooted fear where you've always kind of had that, where you're just like, I don't know if I necessarily trust people who are like high up in this field that I want to be in, because I feel like they might be steering me down the wrong path or like the wrong way to do things.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Like, I just, like, both, like, as soon as you, like, you just started coming in, and you're just like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you can kind of gauge the reaction.
Yeah.
But,
Well, the thing is, like, I am just attributing it, the time that Jared and I spend together is just, like, during podcast time, and then we talk pretty much all the time about podcast things, mostly. So, like, the very few things that I know from our Sundays, from our 8-hour Sundays together, I'm just like, how about this one thing that you told me that one time? Is that what you're thinking about right now? Are you thinking about that thing that I told you, or that you told me, but I don't know, I'm just like, I'm trying to figure it out. Which I shouldn't be.
Yeah, I feel like every Sunday when we get together, we'll always, like, unload stuff, like, that have been happening over the course of the month kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like if not anyone, that reverse magician is just me coming here on Sundays and just telling you everything. Just like, I'm so sorry for unloading on you like that, because clearly you have other things on your mind.
Mostly satisfying sex life.
Yeah, so you balance.
I'm wasting your Sundays that you should be
having sex, apparently.
Okay.
Next. So this is basically the best outcome for the situation that you're currently in. Sometimes it can be advice for it. Sometimes it can literally be like, this is the best that will happen from it, which is the Queen of Swords reverse. Which, again, queens don't like to talk to me. I lost my book. There it is. Queens typically don't.
That's
like
so
to talk
funny
to
when you say she don't. She doesn't want to talk to you, and then your book's missing.
Yeah.
You know, coincidences like that happen way too often. This is where, like, I kind of am just like, how could people not believe in this shit when, like, there's a lot of stuff that is just so such a coincidence, but it's really not a coincidence in the same sense. So, this is not exactly the best, but this one's kind of talking a lot about slander and cruel intentions behind it. Normally, right-sided means some really good things, but having it reverse, it likes to talk about a cruel intention of and someone being slanderous towards you and basically trying to get you away from where you want to be. Which is kind of what the outcome of a certain situation that's going on is going to kind of be. It's very, like, there's one person who is kind of hiding their intentions from you purposefully.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not me.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else. Whoever's in that box.
It could be Craig, actually. Wow. Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, an overall view of Jared's spread is that he's got some good friends that he will adventure, but they vent all their shit.
Mm-hmm.
Great sex. But there's a lurking human.
Yeah, there's...
out to ruin your career.
Someone. Interesting. So, now because of this, do you ever have people who will get their outcome and then completely change their attitude because an outcome might be, like, now I'm kind of thinking about, well, who's, you know, who
that
might
person
have this.
Yeah. Sometimes people will just be like, no matter what, whenever someone says something to you, it still kind of sticks with you, no matter how much you don't believe it or do believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be, like, little things that happen where you're just like, oh, is this, like, what this person was telling me about? Or things like that. I've had a couple of people who've, like, I've done readings for, and then they, like, contact me again through email, and they're just like, hey, this thing happened, I need another reading from you, because, like, it freaked me out, and it made me feel like that's what you were talking about. And I'm like, yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah.
I know for a fact that I have not changed most of the things whenever I've gotten a reading done, because I'm very stubborn, and I'm not a person who's just like, I'm not going to listen to a deck of cards, blah, 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 and then shit happens and shit hits the fan. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what they were talking about. That's why I probably should have changed, but whatever. It's really funny, too, because, like, it can happen within a year, and then, like, when the thing happens, your mind goes directly back to that, and you're just like, that's what they were talking about. It can be that kind of situation as well. But in all actuality, again, it's a deck of cards. It's something that can be fun, can tell you a lot of really good things about your life, can really connect with you, but at the same time, take everything with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah, it's interesting. Like you said, anything can change, but at least for me, like, the accuracy and a lot of the things you were talking about is just really, like, resonates with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretty much everything you talked about, like, there's some degree of connection in my life currently going on, so it's so cool.
Yeah, so would you say that you were skeptical before your reading?
I do have friends who do tarot, but I've never been someone to actively go seek tarot.
Yeah.
So to kind of get this perspective on it, yeah, it's definitely, I wouldn't say I was skeptical, but I was just never
exposed to it.
Yeah, I never exposed as receptive to it, but I've never had a sit down reading like this and tell me so much about myself too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty interesting too. Like, I don't know, there's certain people who, like, have done my readings, and I'm just like, nothing about this is correct, and is so wrong, but whatever, I'll just pretend to go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's been times where, like, a friend has read me, and they've gotten so many things accurate, and it's just like, shit. And, like, it's stuff that I haven't even talked to them about, or, like, they wouldn't even know about me at that point. And even me just coming in and just meeting you guys, like, you're a regular at the cafe that I work at, and, like, I've never met you before, and then having this happen, that can also change a lot of things with people, too, with their receptiveness of what tarot is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were very easy to read. You're very open to it, and my cards really liked you, so that's probably why I got a more concise read on you compared to you, sadly, because it's not like you were closed off or anything, but my cards are just like,
Yeah.
It was kind of like they're meh about the energy, but, like, they liked his energy.
Yeah, I think maybe, I'm just trying to, like, figure out what that meant. I was just more excited for yours, honestly. I was like, really less excited of mine, and I was also closed off, I feel, too. I was like, there are some things that, like, I hope don't come through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hope that you don't say these things because I don't want them to be recorded, sort of thing.
Mm.
So I felt like the real things that I was thinking about was, like, the job. I'm just thinking about the job. Like, any of those other things that I could be thinking about are actually secondary anyways.
Yeah.
But I also really hope they don't fucking come up, because I'm not even thinking about them because of the job. So I don't want you to bring them up right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that just, like, seems like like, that seems reflective of how I was feeling as well.
Yeah.
So going into a tarot reading, it would probably be best to be, like, chill and open and not recording.
Yeah, might help. Well, a few personal things.
Yeah,
going into a tarot reading, it's always best to be open. You don't necessarily have to know the person. You don't necessarily have to, like, do anything like that. But just being receptive to it, it will make a world of a difference, honestly.